Welcome back to the Carmen and Yurko Show. Guess what's coming right around the corner? It's been delayed. That's right. The pandemic has caused major problems for all sports, but everything's kicking back up and everything's coming back into action. And the Indianapolis 500 is right around the corner with qualifying coming up this weekend. And, of course, the Indianapolis 500 right after. We've got the pleasure and the fortune of having one of the two drivers from Rahal Letterman Lanigan Racing with us right now, and Graham Rahal. Graham, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm doing well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
This has been a tumultuous season for all sports, but it's also affected Indy racing also. What's this season been like for you guys?
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. I think we're fortunate, in racing that we've been able to continue on. I think there's a lot of sports that are not. Obviously, Big Ten football has been the big talk of the recent times, but in racing we've been able to carry on and keep this going. So I'm certainly pleased with that. Obviously, it is different. The atmosphere even around Indianapolis is the track is different without fans. But the show must go on to a certain extent. Try to build for a better day and when everybody can be here in the near future.
You talk about those challenges that are there, and the show must go on. What's preparation for races been like compared to what you guys used to be able to do? I feel like you guys had more time to get things done.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly is a very tight schedule. It's condensed. Everything, every step of the way has been, pretty tight. And, needing to be really efficient, trying to get it all done. I mean, normally we do have a couple full weeks of practice, really, before we go into this, race this time around. Only a couple of days. So, it is a different feel. But at the same time, that's kind of the way it's been at every race so far this year. Really limited time on track. Turn around in some cases, do the entire, race day, race weekend in one single day. Practice, qualify, and go race. So, we've certainly seen this before and been through it. So, we're excited. I mean, the opportunity to go win the Indy 500 is always special. It doesn't matter what time of year it is. Obviously, traditionally, every single person knows of it, for May. But here we are in August, and we're going to try to go win this thing.
And the Indianapolis 500 and Indianapolis Motor Speedway has its own challenges. 2.5 miles, 4 distinct corners, flat racetrack, getting that car to handle, getting it to turn, and getting it to accelerate and get up to speed in those long straightaways, obviously a challenge. How are you, your team, and your teammate, handling the preparation for this coming Indianapolis 500?
Well, I feel like our team's done a great job this year, not only on the 15 United Rentals car, but the 30 car as well with Takuma Sato driving. So, I think everybody is prepared really hard for this. But all year long, we've done a solid job. Couple of podiums already for the 15 car, right in the thick of it in the championship. So, we're excited about our the opportunity ahead for us. But how do we prepare? Really, there's a ton of time that goes into these things. If anything, this whole COVID deal is the quarantine and everything else has allowed our guys a lot of time to think and get some clarity and ideas about what we're going to do and how we're going to go forward and how we're going to be a little quicker. So proud of our team, I think for staying committed and staying focused during that time and, putting ourselves in a position to go out and be successful when we get on track and obviously go race for the 500 and then St. Louis the weekend after that and then, Mid-Ohio, hopefully the weekend, a couple weekends after that. So it's kind of a busy stretch here for us, but got to stay focused and locked in.
We're talking to Graham Rahal, driver of the 15 United Rentals Honda. You talked about a couple of podium finishes. A third at Iowa, if I'm not mistaken. It's a beautiful little track off of I-80 out there, less than a mile. So you really got to find a way to handle on that race course. You guys weren't lightning quick to start start the weekend when you hit the track, but ultimately you ended up finding something, and that's how you ended up with a podium finish. Has this team been able to really adjust on the fly this year, maybe better than it has in the last couple of years?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, you're right. We struggled at the start of Iowa. There's no secret about that. And then, we ended up finishing on the podium. Had a really good chance of winning it, actually. So, that's it. That is an exciting little bull ring of a track out there. But, I think what you just said is key. We have responded well, even in times and places and scenarios that we weren't great. Off the trailer, when we rolled out for first practice, we were not that competitive yet, we seemed to get the thing into the zone and be pretty solid as the weekend went on. So I'm certainly pleased, you know, with what we've done, and that's why, you know, I feel strongly about our chances here for the Indy 500. I think that we're in a good position to do quite well. So I'm excited about that.
What's it like, you know, the Ray Hall, Letterman, Lanigan? I mean, all three names really kind of distinct and bring their own weight and their own sense
exactly.
of class to the team. What's it like, first of all, driving for your father?
Well, it's been great to drive for, you know, for my dad. It's he and I are very, very, very close. Obviously, most father sons are, but, you know, in sports and stuff like that, it can be hard. I mean, the family business, which in essence is what we're doing, can be a huge challenge, but, you know, clearly dad and Dave, I mean, Dave needs no introduction. I mean, that's a fact. And, you know, he's from Indianapolis. He has a huge amount of passion for IndyCar racing, and has been partners with my dad for, you know, for a long, long time in this. And then, you know, Mike Lanigan really is probably the most important cog in the wheel of what we do. And, you know, huge industrial guy and involved, got his hands in about every pot you can think of, you know, based right in Chicago, Joliet area there off I-80, MyJack Corporation. And, you know, it's everything Mike does. It's been tremendous. I mean, we've got a very solid group of partners, sponsors, and everything else within our organization. So we're certainly very fortunate for that.
When you look forward to this Indianapolis 500, what do you pull from your past experiences there?
Well, it's a lot. Yeah, like you just said, it's experience. You know, it's been here a lot, raced here a lot, and you know, certainly just want to go out here and perform at our best and be able to, you know, put all the pieces of the puzzle together to win it. I mean, we have been close before. We had a great opportunity last year, but certainly we want to get a win. I mean, it's just that simple. We want to win this thing finally, and we're going to work awfully hard to make that happen. I think there's only been one other father-son combination to ever do it, which is the Unser family. So I certainly hope that we can make it happen.
How much does luck have to play in it?
Well, luck has to play a lot in racing. I mean, it's a fact. You know, we have to be well prepared, but luck certainly plays a role in what we do. So we're not going to look past that. But, you know, to win is a combination of obviously luck and just tremendous preparation and, you know, being ready for the opportunity ahead. When the opportunity does arise, you know, taking advantage of that and making it happen is critical.
Graham, the other thing I have to do is ask something for those tech guys that are out there, those guys that love, you know, the open wheel racing stuff. And I was reading about the aero screen and its effect
yeah.
on tire wear. So how important is tire wear and how quick do the tires wear at the Indianapolis 500 and how much does it slow you down?
Yeah, I mean, it's important. You know, the aero screen is quite heavy. It's, you know, about 50 pounds. Sits up high on the car. It is a nice peace of mind. It gives us a lot of, you know, safety, protects the driver's heads and all those sorts of things. But, you know, certainly tire wear, because of the weight, because of where the weight sits, it's up high. You know, it does move around a lot more, and therefore the tire wear is higher than, you know, before. But at the end of the day, it's the same for everybody. You know, it doesn't matter what sport you're in, you know, as long as the playing field is even, you all have to overcome the same things, and that's kind of where we stand right now. So, you know, we've got challenges ahead. You know, like anything, we all adapt. It becomes the new norm, and we just have to figure out how to do it better than the rest.
Well, we certainly wish you luck. We wish Ray Hall, Letterman, Lanigan, the race team luck. I think your teammate is Takuma Sato. He's got an Indianapolis 500 under his belt already. So best of luck to you, and hopefully you'll be drinking some milk in Victory Lane come next Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much.